If she doesn't, she has not the mother love. Love, not person, but love. It is always present for all occasions. June 19th, 1903. Lovest thou me? Yes. Feed my sheep. Can you separate the principle from its idea? No. Can you love the principle and not its idea? No. Can you love the idea and not the principle? No. Jesus was teaching this all the way along. It is the same today. That is the handle. The Babylonish woman in the Apocalypse has thrown wormwood into the water to turn trusting thoughts to hatred against me, the idea. Handle this, and you will find your patient healed. Love and its idea are one. You would declare you love me when underneath is the hatred nagging. Kill it and go on loving. Mrs. Eddy said a woman to whom she had been kind was stricken down with disease. But she did not know it until one day a man told her she was dead. Dead, she said. Dead. He said, well, she was dying when I was there, and I suppose she is dead by this time. The next day she was around the house at her work, well, and remained so. She said the family never knew what healed the woman. Another woman, who was ill, used to watch for Mrs. Eddy's carriage to pass. Finally the woman said Mrs. Eddy had healed her just by riding past the house. When Mrs. Eddy drove by a house, she saw a woman on the porch holding a baby bundled up. She knew what that meant. Sick baby. Wanted her to heal it. A mother used to send her boy out where Mrs. Eddy would drive by. He was idiotic. His chin would drop down and his eyes had no expression. One day she saw him with gloves on going to church. June 21st, 1903. We can feel encouraged in the overcoming of error, but do not feel satisfied until you awake in his likeness. Every spiritualized thought is that much in this direction. July 8, 1903. Peace, be still. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. You are in the arms of love, which shields you from everything. These words must be accompanied by the spirit of them. This was to show how to handle a case when many minds were at work on a case, which would be like wild beasts fighting, locking horns. The realization of peace is needed at such times. We'll unlock the horns. We'll stop the discord. The higher one senses harmony, the more sensitive he is to discord. The same in music. The greatest wrong is but the supposititious opposite of the highest right, science and health. July 12, 1903. When we detect error as unreal and God as all, we will be immortal. July 15, 1903. If worse after treatment begins, take up no reversal. If do not help, declare, I can help. July 18, 1903. Theosophists profess to make a law that will hold good for 6 months. They do not sit up nights to work. Now break these laws. Then, when that is accomplished, and you go out from here, you are ready for the next that is to be met. And when the need is to come here, you will come back again. But if you do not meet it and go out from here, you are not ready for the next, and so cannot come back. This is the divinity. In healing a patient, do not try to regenerate the whole. Be like a carpenter, strengthening the weak places first, and while doing so, the patient will be helped mentally. You cannot take the whole structure until you have reached that point. I am now doing the work of meeting the sin of the world. July 29th, 1903. Break the so-called laws which say you cannot heal, you cannot help the patient will relapse, etc. work at it every day until they are destroyed. Not wait until you have it to meet with the patient, but work every day just as hard as though the patient were dying until you have the mastery. Then they will never have dominion over your work. Look to God, whose only law is harmony. July 31st, 1903. The drunkenness produced by belief in wine is not to be compared with the drunkenness in thought, mental darkness. Drunken, but not with wine. Isaiah 51:21. Keep awake by loving more. Love the idea of God, and you will love God. You can only love God as far as you love His idea, and love will be expressed. What would you think of one who says he loves but never expresses it? Love does express itself. It heals. If you do not heal, you have not enough love. Prove your love. Love is God and expresses itself. August 1st, 1903. Do not treat the weather as though a storm could go around and let our neighbor have it. When I take it up, I face the clouds and see God's face, love, shining right through. Then the clouds scatter and there is no storm to break upon anyone. August 3, 1903. There is a great struggle before us, and it is for life. What is our life? Hid with Christ in God. Then all there is of man is what is left after animal magnetism has gotten through with him. Now measure your height. August 7, 1903. The smile and pleasantness will be all right when you are out of the flesh, but in the flesh you must strive. Mesmerism will smile and be pleasant, and all the while doing some mischief. Good is all. Evil is not mind, has no intelligence, is powerless, and falls by its own weight. August 11, 1903. Humility is the door, honesty is the way, and spirituality is the summit. Oh, if we could only see ourselves in God, in Him we live and move and have our being, we would have no other consciousness. August 18, 1903. The world is to us as we see it. The five senses, material, are lies and can only repeat lies. Now rise above them to spirit, the real. That is where health is and freedom from limitation. The lies will disperse as we have seen the clouds disappear. There is no such thing. God is all. You do not have to delve into matter, the body, to know how things are. Spirit shows us things as they are. Keep your thought up there. This will heal. It is all that is necessary. When you are on the housetop, do not go down into the house to take anything out. August 19, 1903. Mr. K. asked, when you reach a place where you have done everything you know to do, or what to do, desiring, striving for divine guidance, and it does not seem to come, and discouragement comes in and causes you to doubt your ability to grasp it, what do you do? Mrs. Eddy replied, shut out the senses and take sides with God. If it comes to you that you do not know which is the side with God, turn to Him alone, shutting out everything else. This is the way. We must learn that we do not depend upon material food for health and life. Spirit, not matter, sustains us, and we must prove it. It is not necessary to eat as much as we do even now. Mrs. Eddy was called to a case of fever, where two physicians present said the man could not live. He had refused to eat anything for a week. As she went to his door, he was saying, this tastes good, and that tastes good. And he did not have any food in the room. Mrs. Eddy said, with that consciousness, he can live without eating. The physicians laughed at it. Well, then he can eat, she said. and instantly he was in his right mind, recognized someone in the room, and called for something to eat. They brought him a bountiful supply, and he ate it all, dressed himself, and went out into the yard, and was entirely well. Mrs. Eddy did not think about the physical, just God is all, and shut out what the physicians had said and everything else from the sense side. She at first demonstrated health in the flesh. Now she is demonstrating health outside of the flesh, she said. August 28, 1903. The students who are called here do not come to this house for glory. When they come here, they come to the cross. The first step is willingness to leave all, then the cross, then enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. You cannot gain the crown except by taking up the cross and following. September 8, 1903. We are all drunk without wine in the senses. Sleep is one of its phases, and spirit will compel us sometimes to give it up. False gods, etc., must go. Cannot enter the kingdom. Each has this work to do. The teacher should be more in the line of showing the student how to overcome the evil than by cramming with the letter, smoothing over, making things pleasant, and taking the money. There must always be the cross before the crown. The cross cannot be smoothed over. It is the plucking out of the eye and cutting off the hand. A student of science and health who has the spirit, when he goes to a patient, does not know the letter to grapple over, and is better off than to be filled with the letter and not the spirit. Each one must work out of matter, for it is wrong in every way, from the hair on the head to the toe. If I were teaching a class now, and there was one in it would get angry if I rebuked her before others, her pride would not let her receive it. I would tell her to walk out of the class. Such a one would not be ready to help others out of the same difficulty. There is no power in evil. The reverse is true. God is the power. He is infinite. Then your work is the Christ power against nothingness. Hold there. Know it, and there is nothing else. Know it is with power. And what else is there? Nothing. Then the work is done. God did it. September 9, 1903. If you have a patient who does not respond, would you say, I have done the best I could, and give up? No. It is the opportunity to rise higher and meet the demand. September 12, 1903. Science does not ameliorate error. It destroys it. September 13, 1903. Charity is good and peaceful, but it must not cover iniquity. Just as long as you compromise with error, just so long will the error stick to you. In teaching students, I have always uncovered the error to them. That is what should be done, and not all the pleasant things said only. He that covereth iniquity, his sins, shall not prosper. The error that is holding them must be uncovered to students, so they can overcome it.